All right. I think we'll get started. So, welcome everyone. This is the third class in our four class course on Introduction to Meditation. And my name is Eric Rocky. I'm a certified mindfulness coach in the Unified Mindfulness System. So that's Shinzen Young's system for learning meditation. And so we'll be learning different meditation techniques from the Unified Mindfulness System in this course. So in the first 2 weeks, we learned two techniques called the See, Hear, Feel technique and Feel Rest. Today, we're going to learn a third technique called the Feel Good technique, which is all about developing positivity and feelings of positive nature in our body. And but first, I'd like us to just kind of ground ourselves in this course and just do 5 minutes of meditation. If you're familiar with a particular technique, you can go ahead and use that. And if not, you can pay attention to the feelings in your body, which is what I'll be doing. So I'm going to start the timer now, and I'll be giving just some light guidance during the meditation. So, starting our meditation now. Feel free to straighten up and settle into a comfortable position, keeping your neck and spine as upright as is comfortable. Relax your brow, relax the muscles in your face, relax your neck. And relax your shoulders. Just let your attention fall into your body and notice what you can feel in your body right now. If you notice a particular sensation, you can go ahead and if you'd like, use the label feel and just say that label to yourself. Feel. You can continue watching the same sensation, or you can allow your attention to move to other things that are happening in your body. Either way. If you get distracted, it's no big deal. Just return your attention to your body. Just notice whatever sensations come up. Noticing the sensations, saying the label feel to yourself, just allowing yourself to soak into those sensations. if you're noticing any tension or any unpleasant feelings, just doing your best to accept them, allow them to be. Everything that's happening in our body is nature. And if you're feeling pleasant sensations, appreciating those. As we prepare to end this meditation, just remembering the resources that our body offers us, how our body can be a source of relaxation and rest at any time. Okay, good job, everyone. Does anyone have any questions or anything they'd like to report from that short meditation before we get started with the feel-good technique? Okay. Feel good is one of the techniques in the Unified Mindfulness System, and it's about developing positive feelings in our body. And it's part of a group of meditations called Nurture Positive. And these are a really important set of meditations to become familiar with because they're ways that we can help take care of ourselves and help build up positive feelings in our life. And there's a lot of different ways of cultivating positivity. The technique that we're going to work on today is specifically working on positive feelings or emotions in our body. So it's really about bringing forth positive feelings and allowing them to grow. So, why is this a particular meditation that we should be learning versus other ones that maybe would be developing concentration more strongly or something like that? Well, it's a meditation that has an immediate reward that you will end up feeling positive and feeling good when the meditation is working. So that's a reward all by itself. But by getting in touch with positive emotions and cultivating them on a regular basis, we actually make it more likely that those emotions will come up spontaneously in our everyday life. And we will get more fulfillment and enjoyment out of them because we will have a deeper connection with them. The feel-good practice also helps build these three core mindfulness skills that we've been talking about in the course. So it helps build concentration, sensory clarity, and equanimity. So that's how Shinzen Young defines what mindfulness is mindfulness is those three attentional skills working together. And concentration is our ability to pay attention to what we think is the most important thing to pay attention to. So it's having some control over where our attention goes. Sensory clarity is being able to deeply understand our experience and to be able to see the details of our experience as we're experiencing it. So it's kind of being able to know in greater and greater detail what's going on with us. And finally, equanimity is defined as the ability to allow our experience to come and go without push or pull. So it's really just allowing our experience to happen and not trying to push away unpleasant things or grasp on to pleasant things. Equanimity is kind of the thing that actually can drastically improve our life, because if we cultivate equanimity, we start having less reactivity in our life, and we're able to enjoy and feel greater fulfillment in our life. One other thing to note about equanimity is that we're not talking about accepting people's actions or accepting our own actions as something that we can't do anything about. So equanimity is really about accepting our internal experience. We're not talking about accepting external experience, if that makes sense. Cordelia, does that make sense? Did you have any questions about equanimity? Okay. So so in all of the unified mindfulness techniques that we learn, we're always building those three skills. Okay. And the reason that we do that, the reason why it's important to build these skills, is that these are the keys to increasing our baseline of happiness and getting more fulfillment in general from our life. And as I mentioned, equanimity is kind of the key, though concentration and sensory clarity are kind of essential in order to build equanimity. Okay, so when can you use the feel-good technique? It's actually an excellent technique to incorporate into a seated meditation practice. So it's a great way to do an entire meditation period, or you can start a meditation period with it, and it helps kind of shift the emotional makeup of your meditation in a positive direction. You can also use it in daily life. So it's one of the techniques that's very good for integrating into daily activities. We talked about the feel rest technique last week, which is also good for this, but it's something that you could sprinkle in to your day. You could spend a minute or two doing it if you knew that you were gonna have a difficult conversation with someone, or it's a good way to recover from something that might've been stressful or emotionally draining. So it's a good way to kind of try to recharge during the day as well. And finally, you can use this technique to cultivate positive feelings and help send out positive feelings to other people in your life that might be having a difficult time. So that's something that I like to do at the end of my meditation sessions. I will spend some time sending out positive feelings to people in my life that may be having some trouble or having some health issues, for example. So another thing I found really useful about feel good is staying in touch with positive feelings can be really helpful when you're talking with people and when there's kind of emotionally turbulent events happening. So in this past year of COVID, when at some points I was feeling trapped in a very small apartment with my partner, I was really feeling the benefit of, you know, doing some feel good practice and being able to kind of keep my emotions in a positive keel and not give in to as much turbulence. I do want to point out that this isn't a technique where we're trying to ignore negative things that are coming up. So I think it's very important to kind of face negative emotions and to acknowledge things that are going on inside of us. But developing positivity is actually a very effective way of being, of kind of developing the resources to be able to work with more challenging emotions. So cultivating positivity is a big part of many meditative traditions. It's often paired with more hardcore techniques like Vipassana or something that could be more focused on building these strong concentration and awareness skills. It's often used to help balance that so that we're as we're building those skills, we're also continuing to build emotional resilience. So, how do you practice the feel-good technique? Well, there's two basic steps, as there are, as we talked about last week with the feel rest technique. It's kind of a similar structure to doing that meditation. So the first step is we find a way to activate positive emotion in our body. And then the second step is we observe that positive emotion and we apply concentration, sensory clarity, and equanimity to it. We stay with the sensation as long as we can notice it. And if it fades out, we go back to the first step and activate more positive emotion. So there's a number of different ways to trigger positive feelings. It could be sensations or emotion in our body. And we like to talk about these as striking a bell. So you kind of use one of these techniques to ring the bell of positivity. And then once you've rung the bell, you go to step two and you observe the positive feelings. So here's a few of the different ways that we can generate positive feelings in our body. The first is a little bit, it's kind of crazy that it works, I guess. But if you just put a physical smile on your face, this actually triggers physiological processes in your body and it will actually trigger positive emotions. So we're going to be trying that in the guided meditation. The second way that's also very effective is that you can evoke positive emotions by visualizing something that makes you happy or by saying a phrase to yourself that makes you feel good. So you could visualize a loved one, a pet, maybe a favorite memory, a vacation that you went where you were really happy. So visualizing some image like that, or saying a phrase that brings out positive feelings in you. It could be something like, I am loved, or may I be happy, something like that. So that's the second way of generating the positive emotions is evoking it. So we have smiling, we have evoking it, and then you can also, maybe you already have positive feelings already happening in your body. So this is, you could find positive emotions in your body. So maybe you just had a great conversation with someone and you have a warm feeling in your chest, and you can use that as the object of your meditation. So those are some of the ways of generating positivity. Other people, have the ability to just kind of turn on positive emotion, like flicking a switch. If that's the case, then that's another option. And also, there can be external triggers, like music often will be a good way of generating positive feelings. And we're not going to try it in this course, but you could actually experiment with listening to some music that makes you particularly happy and watching the feelings inside of your body. Okay. So, a couple things to watch out for when we're doing this technique. Sometimes the feeling of positivity can be subtle, especially at first. So don't expect fireworks right away. It's completely fine if the feelings are pretty subtle. There's no expectation that it needs to be strong in order for the meditation to work. The important part is that you are finding a sensation in your body that you can rest your attention on, and that over time you can cultivate that and help it grow. So subtle is enough. And another thing I want to point out is sometimes you might be having a tough day. Maybe you had a really rough night's sleep. Or maybe there's something else going on that maybe making yourself smile or doing the feel good practice might not feel authentic to you in certain times. So, that's totally fine too. And I think one of the things that we really want to emphasize in the Unified Mindfulness System is kind of really being aware of what's going on with your body and mind, and knowing when it's appropriate to use one meditation technique versus another. So, if it doesn't feel like it's a good time to try this technique, feel free to switch to a different technique. We learned a couple in the previous weeks: see, hear, feel, or feel, rest. That might be more appropriate for this particular moment. So that's a couple things to watch out for. Are there any questions on how to do the feel good technique before we give it a try? Yeah, so Lewis asked, can feelings of rest also work for looking for good feelings in this meditation, or should we make it different? Well, that's actually a really good question, and there's kind of a little bit of a gray area between restful feelings, which we were talking about last week, which are associated with relaxation and tranquility, and positive feelings. So it kind of depends on your interpretation of what the feelings are. So if you are associating a feeling that you're experiencing as very neutral, then that's more of a restful feeling. If you have a positive association with it, then that is more of a feel-good feeling. Practicing feel rest can actually be a preliminary to doing the feel good meditation, because it can kind of help cool down your system and make you more amenable towards positive sensations. But we should be noticing sensations that are, where you would say, oh, that feels good, even if it's a little faint. It should be triggering that reaction, like that feels good. So relaxation, like I like relaxation, but it doesn't have the same kind of valence of that feels really positive to me. So but it's definitely a gray area, and it's kind of up to you to kind of decide if a certain feeling is a positive one or a restful one. Does that make sense, Lewis? Okay. Anyone else? Okay. So I'm gonna lead kind of another light guided session. about 10 minutes where we can try out the feel good technique. And just remember, we're focusing on feelings in our body. So that's really the focus of this session, positive feelings in our body. And we'll try a couple different ways of ringing that bell to trigger positive feelings. All right. So you can go ahead and straighten up and settle into a comfortable position again. And you can keep your eyes open or closed as you wish. Just relaxing your jaw, letting your shoulders kind of melt into your body. And just taking a second to check in and feel what's going on in your body right now. So we're going to be trying a couple ways of generating positivity. The first one I'd invite you to try is simply to just put a smile on your face. So go ahead and try that right now. And just notice any positive feelings that you notice. They could be in your face, in your chest, or anywhere in your body. And if you notice any of the feelings, just allow your attention to rest on those. As long as you can notice them, stay with them. And if they totally fade out, you can go ahead and just renew your smile and start over. We're just using the smile to generate the feelings and then moving our attention to the feelings. You may be noticing other feelings happening at the same time. It's totally fine. Just doing your best to kind of zero in on the positive feelings. If that's working for you, you can continue using that if you'd like. Or you can try the second way that I'm going to suggest to generate those positive feelings, which is to visualize something that makes you happy. could be a person, a memory, a pet. And just notice if any positive feelings are generated, and when they are, you can drop the image and just move your attention to those feelings. Stay with those feelings as long as you can notice them. And if you need to, you can always recall that image to regenerate them. If you're not noticing positive feelings, that's fine too. Just notice how your body's feeling. Have equanimity with that. You're still building those mindfulness skills. Maybe you're noticing that positive feelings are appearing in other parts of your body or spreading. Just allowing that to happen. Your mind wanders, just returning to the positive feelings. It's easy to get lost in those images, but just always returning to your body. If you're feeling sleepy, just straightening your spine, even experimenting with opening your eyes. As we Prepare to end this meditation. Just feeling gratitude towards whatever we were able to notice in our bodies. The positive feelings, or just other feelings. Just being more in touch with how we feel. You can open your eyes if they were closed, and welcome back. So yeah, I'd love to hear from people how that went for you. Were you able to get in touch with some good feelings? And how did it go? So Lewis said he had a good time. It's a great relaxing mood here with light rain and a cat sleeping nearby. The smiling trick actually worked. Yeah, it's really funny. It doesn't seem like something that would make a lot of sense, but it's pretty reliable. So I'm really glad that worked for you. That's great. Cordelia says it was good. Glad to hear. Cordelia, was there any particular technique that worked better for you? Were you visualizing something or smiling? That is true, Lewis. Yeah. So Cordelia, you're just kind of getting used to the experience of meditating at all. Is that what you meant? That's great. I mean, that's a really good attitude of just having no judgments and just experiencing. That's really a lot of my goal in meditation is exactly that. So that's great. Wu Wei, you caught the last 20 seconds, but thank you for putting this on. Great. Thank you. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed. And yeah, I think we'll have a recording up in case you want to listen to the rest, but thank you. Esme's also enjoying the smiling to ourselves one. Yeah, I didn't realize how that was just something that maybe makes us happy because it's silly. but I have done it at home, and I do know that on your own it also works. But yeah, that's great. Thank you. Yeah, it's good to have a lighthearted attitude about this as well, especially this technique. So yeah, as I mentioned, if you want, some good homework would be to try to do this technique, but instead of making yourself smile or visualizing a happy event, you could just listen to music that makes you happy and notice the feelings inside of you when the music is playing. That can be a really effective technique, and it can also just be a new way to enjoy music that we like. It's a different way of doing meditation. So that's definitely something that can be kind of fun to do with the feel good technique in particular. I guess a couple other things I wanted to cover this week. The first is just some thoughts about different ways of having a practice in our daily lives. So I'm sure when most of you think of meditation, you think of, someone sitting in silence and for a certain period of time, maybe with their eyes closed. And that's kind of, what we think of when we think of meditation. And that's super important. We call that formal practice in unified mindfulness. So not to diminish that at all, because I think a formal practice, even if it's a few minutes a day, is an important place to start. And it really helps build a habit of meditation and make it very regular, especially if you have, the same time of day every day. So starting with 5 or 10 minutes a day doing that is definitely a great way to build your practice. But there are other ways of integrating your meditation into your day more directly. So in Unified Mindfulness, we have two other kind of ways of meditating during the day. One is called micro hits, and the other one is background practice. So micro hits are kind of what I was mentioning when I was talking about different ways that you could practice the feel-good technique, maybe before or after a difficult experience. So a micro hit is, any meditation that you're doing that's less than, say, 10 minutes, where you're able to focus most of your attention on the meditation. So you're kind of putting your attention onto the meditation, but you're doing it for a shorter period of time. So micro hits are really useful to be able to bookend difficult experiences, which is kind of what I was talking about before. So difficult conversations, maybe you have to give a presentation and you need to kind of, ground yourself for that, things like that. Or you can also sprinkle a few shorter periods of meditation throughout the day and kind of use that to help keep your stress levels, at a lower level and kind of keep yourself on an even keel as you go throughout the day. So that's definitely another kind of rhythm that you can use with your practice using micro hits. You can also do a formal meditation practice. We define formal meditation as, something that's greater than 10 minutes, actually, where you're giving most of your attention to the practice. You can do that even when you're doing an activity like exercising or walking around or something, where you can still give most of your attention to the meditation, because what you're doing isn't taxing your body, taxing your mind so much. So there's other times during the day when you might actually be able to do 10 minutes of formal practice, even when you're not sitting on a cushion with your eyes closed. So that's another option for formal practice. And then finally, background practice is when you're spending a smaller percentage of your attention, but you're putting some percentage of your attention on your meditation practice while you're doing another activity. And that other activity is actually taking the bulk of your attention. So, for example, you could be driving and doing background practice. You could be having a conversation with someone, and some part of you is doing the feel good technique. That's actually something I do quite often, is to try to develop positive feelings while I'm actually talking to someone. So it's a way of kind of continuing our meditation practice and getting some of the benefits of our meditation practice while we're actually participating in our daily life. Esme asks, could something less formal, like listening to music that makes us feel really good, count as a form of meditation? Yeah, so that's a really good question. So it's kind of like, what is meditation if we're introducing listening to music or, doing in the background when you're doing other activities? So in Unified Mindfulness, we do have there's like a kind of a very specific way we define meditation, which is you're meditating if you're building those three core skills of concentration, sensory clarity, and equanimity. So concentration, basically you're building concentration if you know where your attention is and your mind isn't just wandering. You're aware of where your attention is and you're able to move your attention if you want. Sensory clarity is, again, you're aware of what you're experiencing. You're aware of the details of whatever's coming up for you. Whether you're outside walking, you could be aware of the details of what you're seeing and know that you're watching them. And finally, equanimity. So again, it's we're greeting our experience that we're having, whatever sensory experience we're having, we're greeting that with acceptance, and we're not trying to get rid of it, and we're not trying to grasp onto it. So if you're listening to music, you can still be building those three skills, but it means that you're listening to that music with some level of awareness. So you are aware of how your body's feeling, you're noticing the reactions in your body, and you're kind of tracking those in real time. And you're also, watching with a degree of equanimity. So you're accepting how the changes are happening in your body. So I think that's one of the really powerful things about Unified Mindfulness, is that it does allow you to approach almost any experience in a way that can be a meditation. It doesn't mean that everything is a meditation, but it means that if you are bringing some awareness to it and able to bring concentration, sensory clarity, and equanimity, it can be a meditation. And definitely music, that's actually one of the things that there's actually a whole course in Unified Mindfulness about using music as a way of meditating. So that's definitely a good one to try. Yeah, so those are the three different ways that we talk about, incorporating meditation into our daily lives. So, again, formal practice, which could either be seated practice or some other time when you're able to give most of your attention to the technique for more than 10 minutes. Micro hits, less than 10 minutes, still giving it lots of attention. And then background practice, most of your attention is on some other activity, but kind of in the background, you're continuing your meditation technique. So any other questions on that, or really on anything related to what we've been talking about today? Yeah, that's great, Lewis. You're doing a lot of those micro hits at work. Yeah, I think work is definitely one of the best places to try to carve out a minute or two here and there and do a little meditation. It can really make a huge difference. There used to be this stairway in this building where I used to work that no one would go to. And I would like kind of sneak out and do like 5 minutes of meditation in the stairway a few times a day. And it would really make a difference to kind of how much I was enjoying my day at work if I could do that. So yeah, that's definitely a really good habit to get into, is finding ways to do it at work. Okay. Well, unless anyone has any other questions or thoughts, we're going to have one final class next week. So it'll be the fourth class, and we'll be learning the final technique that I'll be teaching, which is called Feel Flow. Which is it's actually a very powerful technique. It's for getting in touch with the changing nature of our experience. So it can be really interesting to start doing that. So if you'd like, I'd encourage you to try to practice 10 minutes a day. Try the feel good technique if you'd like, or one of the other techniques that we've been learning. And looking forward to seeing you next week. Oh, Amlinka is typing. Yeah, thank you for coming. Yeah, Amlinka, it's really true. There's a certain energy about doing meditation with other people. And I think the thing that we've kind of learned this year is that it works even if you're doing it online. It still feels good. You don't have to be in the same room. So I've really enjoyed chatting with you all tonight, and looking forward to seeing you next week.